Hi, everybody. Can you please let me know if you can hear the chat? Can you guys hear me? Just change my name. Hey everybody. Good morning. Wondering if you guys are not able to hear me. Can you hear me? Okay, awesome. Welcome to today's call. Who is excited that it's Friday? Awesome, Colleen. Thank you. Awesome. Okay, so this is a Handling the Holidays call. And today we are in the Handling the Holidays workbook, page 17. We are working on our doable re-entry plan. So I'm going to put that link. If you just decided to come into this call or you don't know which worksheet it is, I'm going to go ahead and grab that link for you and put it in the chat so that you can grab that and have it if you need it. So let me just put that in the chat for you. Again, page 17 and 18 of the Handling the Holidays workbook. That is what we're working on today. This is a Brady Bunch style call where we're going to be working on the worksheet together. If you need any help with the answers, if you have trouble coming up with like good specific answers, I am here to help you with that. I am here to help you figure out how you want to go back into like your usual routine. Now that the holidays will be probably coming to an end for most of us, especially after the new year. I know we may have some people in here who celebrate holidays after the new year. I'm actually first generation Mexican American, so I know in my culture we celebrate something kind of in January related to the holiday. So I know that may be the case for you as well. Okay. So I'm Yesenia. As you can see, I've just changed my name. I'm one of the coaches here at NOBS. I've been here for over a year now. I'm a single mom. Like I said, I'm a first generation Mexican American. That means that while my parents are Mexican and I am of Mexican heritage, I was born and raised here my whole life. So I'm definitely familiar with both cultures, both sets of foods, and both sets of traditions as well. I have two girls, ages 5 and 9, and I figured out how to lose my weight while raising them. I joined OBS coming up on 3 years now. My anniversary is on New Year's Eve of when I joined OBS. I still remember the exact moment that I heard about Corinne, had to go and find her, had to go and I Okay, so like I was saying, I found Corinne, I found the podcast, I knew I had to join, and I lost 25 pounds and I have kept it off. Raising two girls. I had been in OBS almost a year when I went through like my separation and divorce, and I've said this several times if you've heard my story, like I am so grateful that I had Corinne and OBS and all of the thought work and everything during that time because it definitely helped me through a very difficult time. Now, like I said, I've been a single mom for almost 2 years now. I co-parent with my ex-husband. We get along great. Again, if it hadn't been for the thought work, I don't know what our relationship would be like. But yeah, that is how I became an OBS woman. I am now an OBS coach. I work with several clients every week. I help them lose their weight. I help them figure out their weight loss when they've been stuck. I help them figure out all of the obstacles in their way. I help them figure out like what they're not seeing. So awesome. I also run the newsletter. If you guys read the newsletter every week, I do that along with our graphics person, Sadie, who just makes it look beautiful. And I'm usually in Ask Coaches and Facebook as well, especially on the weekend. Okay. I also want to make sure that you guys know about our January 2nd workshop. So that's going to be coming up here pretty soon. It's on January 2nd, and it's like an all-day Sunday thing, and we're going to help you hit the ground running for 2022 with your weight loss. You're going to walk away from the workshop with a whole plan for your new year. So yeah, make sure that's on your calendar. Duty's like, yep, it's already on my calendar. Awesome. Yeah, so I just put the link in the chat. If you've been kind of hearing about it, but you don't really know what's happening or when it is, what it's about, I just put the link in the chat so that all of you here can get that on your calendar. Make sure you plan to be there or catch the replay. We will have a replay, but I mean, who doesn't want to spend the whole day with Corinne and the team and the coaches, right? Like just getting set up for your new year. Okay. Let's go ahead and dive into the worksheet. So go ahead and pull up your worksheet. It's page 17 if you're in the workbook. It says doable re-entry plan at the top. And we're just going to start going through the questions. I'm going to go ahead and, let's do it this way. If you have a question, does anybody have any questions so far? Go ahead and use the reactions at the bottom of your screen. You can raise your hand if you click on the reactions. If at any point you have a question, you're not sure how to answer something, you need help answering something, or you need a little coaching on something, use that raise hand option so that I can know to unmute you. And we just do that so that we don't have people who come in who don't realize they're unmuted and then we have background noise. So just raise your hand if you need us to stop or pause and work on a specific question. I'd be happy to do that with you. And don't be afraid to raise your hand and ask a question, whether it's in the chat or if you want to unmute yourself and raise your hand, I can unmute you because I'm sure other people here have a similar question or the same question. And a lot of times people get a lot out of hearing other people ask questions. Okay. So let's go ahead and start with the first question. It says, my holiday season is officially over on the blank and I am returning to regular planning. So go ahead and fill that in. You can even, as you go, share your answer in the chat and that'll help give all of the ladies here lots of ideas for how to answer these questions. My holiday season is officially over on blank. January 2nd. Yep. Okay, Beverly's is over on the 2nd, but she's heading into a vacation. Yeah, okay. You could even use the worksheet before this one, Beverly, to think about your vacation, the doable holiday event planning. That has some really good questions. Okay. And I know we also have a Basics 2.0 call on vacations, trips, holidays that you would probably find really helpful as well. December 26th, January 15th. Awesome. Okay, let's keep going. This is what I can easily plan for the first 2 days after the holidays. Now, if you'll notice, the word easily is in all caps there. I really want you to make sure that this is This is a plan that you can easily follow. It needs to be 100% doable. Sometimes we jump back in after a holiday season or a vacation, and we just make more of a regular plan, but when we may need to kind of make it a little bit more doable than that, so that we can ease back into our regular type of plan. Sometimes we idealistically plan. That still comes up for me sometimes. If I don't keep an eye on that, I'll just make an ideal plan and not really realize it until the day's done. And I was like, ooh, that wasn't as doable as I thought. My brain just loves to default to an ideal plan to this day, especially if there's some kind of, you know, special kind of event or circumstance going on, work thing going on where my day is just different. I will make an ideal plan if I don't keep an eye on that. Christy's rolling into birthday season. Well, you've totally got this, Christy. Let me know if you have any specific thing that you're worried about for that. Okay, so yes, plan out your breakfasts, lunches, and dinners. So maybe this could be like 2 days after, like the first 2 or 3 days after your holidays are over. Maybe it's that whole first week. You probably know your situation best and like what would be best for you. What kind of breakfasts could you have? What kind of lunches? What kind of dinners? That would be just really easy and doable. And it's just helping you transition back to your usual stuff. And that this is where I would love to hear from you guys in the chat. What are some of the tips that you guys have for this? I wrote down some ideas that I can share, but if you guys want to raise your hand or share in the chat. This kind of call is where we can all kind of put our brain power together and share some helpful answers, help each other answer our questions. Kelly asks a really good question. What do you mean when you say ideal plan? So an ideal plan is kind of the opposite of a doable plan. A doable plan means that there's like 100% chance that I'm actually going to do this. I'm going to follow through on this. It's not going to be like hard for me to follow it. I'm not like setting a really high expectation. For example, a lot of No BS women, when they first come in, they're thinking like, oh, like, you know, maybe they've been going through the drive-through. This was me, by the way. I was going through the drive-through 3 to 4 times a week. A doable plan would mean that I continue to plan the drive-through 3 to 4 times a week. And maybe I'm learning to wait for hunger. I'm learning to leave a little food behind, and then I'm slowly kind of leveling it up a little bit. An ideal plan would be I've been having drive-through 3 to 4 times a week, and then now I'm writing down that I should be having a salad at home the whole week. That's not doable. I'm going to come to the moment and my kids are going to be, you know, going crazy and we're all hungry already and I've got nothing prepared and I forgot to defrost the chicken. And now I've set myself up to break my plan and beat myself up for that. And it wasn't what was on my plan. And I was supposed to have salad because that's what I should eat because I'm trying to lose weight. That's an idealistic plan. You're not planning like reasonably and doably for what you've got going on and how you've been eating already. Once you get really good at making a doable plan and following that, then you're going to feel like really good about that. It's building that skill of doing what I said I would do. And then you're going to feel good and ready to start making a small level up or two on that. For example, maybe I'm still having the drive-through, but now I'm not having a soda anymore because I'm fine giving up the soda. I can have water. Maybe I'm doing a small fry instead of the large. Awesome. Something I find is easy for me when I re-enter is having bagged salad, rotisserie chicken, or always have tortilla wraps, beans, and other things to make a burrito. Yeah, I love doing like a burrito bowl. That's kind of one of my go-to meals as well. I like to have things that where I can make it in like 15, 20 minutes. Like I make it a little bit more convenient. Someone said, I'm going to order DoorDash, sushi, or something like that where you could like, maybe for that week, you're going more for things that are like, a bagged salad or the pre-chopped veggies or fruit or something that's already like prepared a little bit for you where you're not having to put in as much effort because you're kind of getting back into your usual habits and routines. I also really want you to check for this. I want to make sure that you're planning things that are still delicious, enjoyable, they're satisfying food choices. This goes back to like the idealistic versus doable planning. I see this pretty commonly with some of my private clients. I mean, they're kind of following their plan, they're making the plan, but they're just not really planning the food that they really want because they think, well, I shouldn't be eating that. I couldn't lose weight eating that. Like, that's not true. Make sure that this week of your reentry plans includes foods that are also delicious, satisfying, and enjoyable. Do you like the mix of like good, better, best that you have? And I'm not just talking about like good foods when I say this. Like, who here really enjoys like fruit? Maybe you're going to plan some like pre-cut, pre-diced fruit from the store as part of your breakfast, right? I don't know about you guys, but when I have some fruit, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so good. The flavor, it's like sweet, but tart. It's just so satisfying. Okay. Maybe for some of you, maybe you want to do like a meal prep for 2 days or like make a big batch of rice or something, right? I do that sometimes. I go ahead and like, maybe I pick up my veggies, but I go ahead and chop them up all at once and I have them in the fridge ready to go. So, all right, let's go ahead and move on to the next question. And again, if you have a question, hit the reaction button at the bottom where it says raise hand, or you can ask in the chat. Okay. Yeah, so someone in the chat said, we have the Building the New You in 2022 workshop on the 2nd. Normally, this would be the day I put Christmas decorations away. Should be interesting. Yeah, I would go ahead and make a plan for that. So are you going to plan that for the next weekend? Are you going to put decorations away as you listen to the pre-recorded videos? We're going to have some pre-recorded videos playing. Or is that going to be too much for you and you're just going to do it maybe the day before or the day after or the following week? Awesome. Okay. So the next part of the worksheet says, I will have the easy to prepare foods available because I did these things. For example, I had groceries delivered, pulled meals out of the freezer, etc. So I really want you guys to think, how can I make it easy to make this happen, make these plans happen? I love having my groceries delivered. That's definitely one that I'm writing down. I also wrote down, like, I want to clean out my fridge. Because maybe if I've been going to, like, holiday parties or I was, you know, gone away on the 1st and I was hanging out with family and there's, like, things in the fridge that are, like, they need to be tossed. That's, like, one way I can make things easier for myself is when I've ordered the groceries, like, go ahead and have cleaned out the fridge. Like, toss out any, like, leftovers, fruits and veggies that have gone bad, milk that's gone sour, things like that. So that could be a good step one to do before you, or like when you order your groceries, before you go pick them up, like go ahead and toss anything that needs to go. It could even be a good idea to, like, you know, check your pantry as well. Is there any like bread or anything like that that needs to be tossed as well? Another idea that I had for me was I want to journal about why this is important to me. Like, why am I doing my reentry plan? Why am I going back to like my usual type of planning and my usual type of eating? Why is that important to me? And I would love to hear your ideas and your tips. You guys have been kind of quiet today, so feel free to raise your hand and share your own ideas, or if you're having trouble coming up with your own. Someone said, I like to prep veggies for easy grabbing with bunnies or guacamole. Yeah. Awesome. Love me some guacamole. If you want to unmute, just raise your hand and I can hummus. Okay. Yeah. Hummus or guacamole? Yeah, both great options. That's funny. Okay. Share your ideas in the chat. Someone says he's going to look into a meal delivery service again. Maybe you could try it just for a week or two when you kind of get back to your normal routine and ease. Think about easing back into like your normal routine. I'll always think of hummus as bunny now. That's funny. Okay. Kroger has some great easy meal prep meals. Yeah, definitely. I know a lot of you guys want to order your groceries. I don't know how much of, I'm sure you could look on there and kind of see what's already kind of like pre-prepared, ready to go kind of stuff. But sometimes I like to just kind of walk that section of the store and just look at all the things they do have. Maybe you do go to the store, but you're going to grab as many things like that as possible, like the pre-bagged salads, the things that are just kind of ready to go. Where do I find this worksheet? Thank you for asking. I did share the link earlier, but let me put it in again because I know some of you guys are coming in a few minutes after the hour. So this is in the Handling the Holidays workbook. It's the last couple of pages. I just put the link in the chat. Yeah, no problem. Okay. I love the corrections that our devices make when we're trying to type something. Looking at deals on the meal delivery services right now. We did them for a long time. But yeah, that's awesome. Okay. Let's go ahead and move on to the next question. These are the things that I will do to make sure I have my own back for this plan. For example, set up an accountability group call, schedule my water drinking, or start to prepare some of these meals. So go ahead and work on that part of the worksheet. Three ways. Three things you can do to make sure you have your own back for this plan. Like, how am I going to make it really easy for me to actually remember to do some of these things, to follow through on some of these things? Janet says Trader Joe's has some awesome options. Yeah, like pre-cooked chicken breasts that are individually wrapped. Awesome. We order meals from an Italian place. Portions are large, so that makes 2 to 3 meals. That's another really great idea, actually. Like, I know Corinne talks about, like, for her reentry plan, right? Back from her vacations from Vegas, she will, like, she'll go to the Mexican place and get a large order of, like, fajitas. I know for her, she likes to skip, like, the rice and beans, and she'll just ask for, like, extra veggies on the fajitas. That's a really great idea. And, like, the portions are large, so maybe that'll hold you over for the next couple of days. Oh, and I know Coach Judith, this is another great tip. I know sometimes she likes to go to Chick-fil-A like at the beginning of the week and she'll get like several salads that she loves, right? Chick-fil-A has great salads. She'll just ask them to like put all the chicken on the side and she'll get like 3 to 4 salads for her week and she'll just keep them in her fridge. It's like it's ready. It has all those yummy toppings, right? Like I know they put like some of them have like black beans or corn, maybe a little bit of cheese or the hard-boiled eggs, seeds and things like that. And she just has all the chicken on the side. And then whenever she goes to have her salad, she can just kind of heat up the chicken a little bit and it's ready to go. Someone said, I'll put a reminder in my phone to place an online grocery order. That's a great idea. My accountability group. Jenna says, my accountability group has been doing daily challenges like water goals, movement goals, journaling prompts. That's a great idea. Maybe your whole accountability group or you and your partner re-enter together that week and kind of go back to your usual routine. Jamie says, I'm all about the crock pot. Yep. Amazing crock pot recipes for sure. Awesome. You guys have some great ideas here. I make a big batch of soup or chili every week. So for me, for this question on how I can, you know, make it easier, I put, you know, I can set alarms. Like if I have not been going to sleep at my usual time, I probably want to set an alarm so that I remember like, okay, time to get ready for bed, time, like we're going to our usual bedtime. I kind of decide ahead of time that I'm going to make my plan no matter what. And so I prioritize that like first thing in my day, like I'm going to make sure my plan is done because that's definitely one of the big things for going back to my usual plan. Maybe you've been out of routine with that, with the holidays, that can happen, right? Sometimes we stop planning as consistently. And I put keep planner on my desk. I have several clients who keep it next to their coffee maker because they're going to see it, they're going to remember, and they're going to make their plan as they're having their coffee or grabbing it to go, right? Maybe they're grabbing their planner as well. I'd love to hear, what are the little things that you guys are doing to make sure you have your own back so you remember to do these things? That's what I love about this workbook is a lot of times we think the holidays are hard. It's hard to show up for myself on the holidays and all of this, but it's really, really the biggest thing that we needed is we just needed a little bit of a plan. We needed to just have our own back a little bit, make things a little bit easier than usual as we kind of go back. Susan says, now I can mark this off on my holiday bingo card. Love it. How many of you guys are doing the holiday bingo card that went out? You get to like check things off or like, you know, mark things on your bingo card. How many of you guys are doing the elf, the Karen on the shelf? If you want, anyone who wants to unmute, just raise your hand and I can unmute you. Kelly says, went digital, always. I always have my phone or iPad with me. That's awesome. I've gone digital as well. So I've got my iPad here and I was working on my sheet last night and I plan on it now too. I hope I'm saying your name right. I think it's C or say. Hillshire Farms Grown Up Lunchable, perfect size. It's a mix of protein and carbs. Go to when nothing sounds good or I just don't want to prep a meal. Yeah, I love having something just super easy. That sounds like a great idea. Maybe you could make your own grown-up lunchable, right? With like a little bit of protein, some fruit or veggies, like a string cheese or something. That sounds like a great idea. I love to do like my go-to usually because the kids love it and it's fast. I'll do like a little bit of like pasta with veggies. I can either already have my veggies ready to go in the fridge, or I can chop up a zucchini in like a minute, toss it in the oven, boil my pasta, throw it all together. The kids love it. I'm getting some vegetables in like 10, 15 minutes, and I can kind of sit down while it's all cooking. I plan the groceries for the week and use Instacart. Bingo, yes, awesome. Kelly says, I'm walking daily and having an OBS replay in my ear. Ooh, that could be another good one, you guys. If you, that could be a good one for this worksheet. Like, I'm just going to start listening to replays again. That's a good one if you've been traveling a lot and you've been listening as much. Corinne on the counter. I love it. We're doing Elf on the Shelf for the first time this year. So fun. And this morning the elf was on her kitchen counter and had made a little bit of a mess. She had some fruit as a snack overnight apparently and made a mess, so the kids had fun finding her this morning. I'm gonna have to like print out my Corinne on the counter and color her in and have her join our elf. Maybe they can be friends. Awesome. Another really good one that I like to do is using paper plates sometimes. Like I keep them on hand. I don't use them all the time. We usually use our regular plates, but if it's one of those nights where I'm exhausted. There was a lot going on. I may have us use paper plates just to make the cleanup a little bit easier. That's another one. Awesome. What iPad case is that? Yeah, so it holds my pen. I like it because I really like the color. I just found it on Amazon. The brand is called AUAUA. I don't know how to pronounce that, but that's the name of it. Awesome. Okay, let's go ahead and go to the second part of the sheet. So the swipe or go to your second page. So now this is just a checklist. So I would either go ahead and check this off if you've done it, or you can like jot down a plan for how you're going to get this done. Like, I'm going to do this on this day. I'm going to set a reminder on my phone to do this next week. So the first one is I've ordered / printed my planner for the next year. Go ahead and like raise your hand if you've got your planner ready to go for 2022. Like, you're ready on that. Awesome. I'm going to drop that. Maybe you don't know where to find the order page for the planner. You don't really know what, you know, how to do that. It does ship to Canada. So I'm dropping the link in the chat right now. I just put it in there. Waving from Canada to everyone. Awesome. Yeah, so on that page, you can either download it if you want to print it, or download it to like your iPad, or you can order one from us. We have two sizes. We have like the large regular, like 8.5 by 11 version, or we have like a per size planner, which a lot of people didn't really know that we had and have been trying it and have been loving it. It's perfect for tossing into your purse or like your work bag if you are on the go a lot. It might be worth trying the small version. Awesome. Yeah, we have several Canadian LBS women, it looks like, on the call. Awesome. So go ahead and either check that off or make a plan for that. When are you going to need a new planner? Do you need to set a reminder for that on your phone for the end of January if you don't need one yet? Or is that something you need to do pretty soon? The next one says, I will do my 24-hour plan at this time each day. Go ahead and write that down. Yeah, some people like sticking with the big one and they like having that extra space for journaling. So if you know you love to write a lot, maybe you just need to stick with a big one, but maybe you want to try the purse size planner. Awesome. The next question says, I will assess my day at this time each day. And you can kind of just check those off as you answer those two questions, because those are more of a decision more than anything. If you need to set a reminder, you can set a reminder, but awesome. Okay. The next one says, I will drink blank ounces of water each day. I would make sure this is doable as well. If your water has been a little bit lower over the holidays, or you've just been kind of doing your 64 ounces, maybe you just want to write 64 in there. But if you've been doing pretty good with your water, if you usually do a little bit more, maybe you feel put in a bigger number there. You can even write, I tell a lot of my clients this who struggle with water, like, how many ounces of water do you want to have in the morning? Do you want to go ahead and get in 6, 8, 10 ounces? And then the last one says, I will go to bed at blank each evening. Elena says, Santa's bringing me a couple of new planners. I love it. Okay, just ordered my planner. Awesome. Yeah, I know several NoVS women who like to just go ahead and order several at a time. We're not updating it in 2022, I believe. Like, I think we're updating it after that. So if you wanted to go ahead and order several planners, that's also pretty smart. Okay. And then we just have a notes section right here. That's a good place where you can write down some, you know, some power thoughts, some juicy thoughts on, like, thoughts that will help you have your own back, thoughts that remind you why you're doing this, you know, what you want to think that week when you're, you know, doing your re-entry. You can jot down some things on what went well this holiday season, what you want to work on for the next holiday season. It's a good place for your grocery list or your meal list. Yeah, just any thoughts you want to remember as you go back to your usual planning. That's a good spot for anything like that. I would also love to know, and again, feel free to raise your hand or just say it in the chat. I would love to hear from you guys. What went well or what is going well this holiday season that you're proud of? And what's like one thing that you want to work on for next year? Janet says 2022 is going to be my year. I can do this. I love it. I'm hoping Santa will help me go digital. Yep, make sure you've written in your letter and send it to the North Pole. Okay. Anne says, holiday holding fast, no gains. Awesome. I know a lot of you just wanted to have a holiday season where you maintain. I think that's a great goal. Like, let me just maintain during a holiday season when every other season I've had a gain. Colleen says, I've given myself a 2-pound range to stay in for this holiday season. I'm currently at the bottom of that range, doing well with it. Susan says, I'm refocusing on the basics. Awesome. I would get specific with that. Are you refocusing on waiting for hunger? Are you refocusing on leaving a little food behind? Are you refocusing on consistent planning and assessing? Christy says, I started exercising 3 times a week this month, stress release and me time. That's awesome. Janet says, looking forward to the relationship camp and working on my people-pleasing tendencies. Yeah, that's awesome. Highly encourage everybody here to at least consider coming to camp. There's any relationship in your life where it's just not the relationship you want, I think it's worth coming to camp, whether it's with your partner, your kids, your grown kids, your parents, even people who have passed on, right? People who are no longer with us. Like, sometimes we have like a troubled relationship with someone who's passed away, and that can be really hard. And we think that there's nothing we can do about it, right? Siblings, another one. I shared a post in Facebook the other day sharing how one of the biggest ways that NoBS has helped me is just my relationship with my sisters. I have 2 sisters. I'm in the middle. I actually have 7 siblings, so I'm 1 of 8, and I'm in the middle of all of them. So you can imagine growing up, a lot of turmoil. 5 brothers. And my relationship with them, especially as I became a teenager and an adult, was not good. I did not get along with them. Lots of judgment, lots of drama, lots of like me versus them kind of thing, or me versus her, and then me, like, and all of that is gone. All of that is gone now. Elena says, when the weather gets cooler, I drink less water. That was me too. I've been concentrating on getting all my water in the last week, and it's made a big difference. Yeah. Yep. That was me too. I had to really work on that again. Refocusing on consistent planning and assessing. Also, I'm trying to be disciplined to do a worksheet when I stray. Watch how you're describing that. So we don't even need to be disciplined here. There is no, like, I'm not sure I would describe it as like, oh, I strayed. Because that probably feels like it's coming a little bit from judgment. It's more like, I want to do my discovery worksheet when I go off plan, just so that I learn from it, just so that I have my own back in that way. Yeah, she says, yeah, 8 kids. Yep. Okay. My troubled relationship is with food and my troubled brain. You have a specific question about that, Lori. I'd love to hear it. Colleen says, this coming year, I want to work better on assessing the data after each month and planning for improvement in areas I need better. Yeah, that's a great next step, just starting to do the monthly assessments. Okay. We still have about 15 minutes left on the call. Here's what I would like us to work on next. So feel free to raise your hand. Again, you have a reactions button on your screen somewhere where you've got all your other buttons. You can raise your hand or you can ask in the chat, what can I help you with around the holidays, going back to your usual routine, anything that you're kind of struggling with right now, how can I help? Go ahead and drop your questions. If you have any questions about the worksheet, what's not going well right now with your weight loss or with the holidays? Anything that you're worried about with kind of going back to your usual routine. Jean says, I'm focusing on dropping perfectionism. Yeah, that's perfectionism, right? Like, I know that's a tough one for a lot of you here. And I like to say that just it leads to that all or nothing. Like, all or nothing usually leads to nothing. Trying to be perfect and do all the things perfectly usually leads to not showing up for yourself, not doing it, judging yourself. I know we used to say in here a lot when I first joined, like failing forward, failing up. Like we don't say like, oh, I fucked up. We say like, I failed up because failing is what helps you learn. But you moving forward, it means that you're trying, it means that you're figuring things out. Elena says, I'm six of seven kids with three sisters. I got a lot from reading about your sister relationships. I'm journaling a lot about mine. That's wonderful, Elena. Handling the grief of losing my mom. We have a special guest coach coming in. I don't know if you guys have seen the calendar. I believe it's going to be in the newsletter coming up, but on Thursday, the 16th at 6 p.m. Central, we have guest coach Jennifer Levin coming in. She's a grief coach. She specializes. I was reading about her. She has all kinds of training and experience in helping people with grief. And I know this is something that is coming up for a lot of us around this time. If this is you, I highly recommend that you go to that call or watch the replay. Sometimes we think that because somebody has passed away, like now like the relation, like where the relationship stood is now where it's at forever. And what if we never resolve something with them, or it's just hard missing them during this time. So if that's the case for you, I definitely that call. I think it's going to be a good one for a lot of people. Corinne in the group the other day, she was talking to me and she was talking to people with like all of her four babies. Just asked her like, what do you want your grief to look like? Really ask yourself, what do you want? It says, what are your best tips to start off the year strong? Number one, make sure you're January 2nd. If you can't prepare, make sure you set aside time to play because that you need to start off the year. Like Corinne's been working on this behind the scenes and it's going to be really good. So if you are a little anxious about the new year and all of that, and how to like really, really start it off the way that you want, I highly recommend that you go to that workshop. I know we have a 2021 in review worksheet as well. That would be a good step one to do before you go into the workshop. Like, go ahead and look back at 2021 and look at like what went well, what didn't go well, what do I want to work on, what did I really learn this year that I want to take with me into 2022. Let me see if I can grab that link super quick for you guys, for anybody who doesn't have it. Actually, I know where it is. Okay, I'm dropping the link for the 2021 in review into the chat now. So for anybody who wants to grab that, that is perfect to do before the workshop. I think the Sunday before the workshop, Bryn will have a call on that, and she's going to be going through that. But that's a good thing to do as well. Okay, so the grief workshop is on Thursday. So this upcoming Thursday at 6 p.m. Central, you can get information on the calendar. Okay. I'm sorry, you guys. See, this is why I ordered a new headset, but apparently I need to work on the settings for it. Can you guys hear me okay now? Okay, I apologize. Okay, let me go back to these questions. Okay, good. Okay, yeah, there are several questions here. PCOS weight loss is hard. I mean, it can be. I've been there. I was diagnosed with PCOS. It can be. The biggest thing that I tell anybody who's struggling with PCOS is make sure that you just work on your four basics first. And then as you're ready, work on some of your food choices that you're ready to level up on a little bit. But I mean, a lot of the times, like this was me, I was overeating a lot. And then thinking, oh, it's because of the PCOS. I can't lose weight because of the PCOS. I thought I was like doing all the things, right? Like kind of like Amber, like I'm doing all the things. I'm not losing weight. It's this PCOS. Like I'm never going to be able to lose weight because of the PCOS. But, like it wasn't the PCOS. Like that wasn't like, that might've been part of it, but I was still overeating a lot. There's so much in your control still when you have something like PCOS. And again, as you're ready, do some journaling on like why you want to work on some of your food choices. Just start with like one or two things, you know, around the sugar and the flour. But don't think that you even have to eliminate all of it either. Like I still have sugar and flour sometimes. Holiday parties, lots of appetizers. How to help with grazing and eating when sitting with friends and the appetizers are in front of me. It's not a problem that the appetizers are in front of you. It's not a problem that you're sitting with friends. The problem is like your thoughts about the situation, like, oh, now it's going to be hard because of the appetizers and the friends. So go in with a plan. Go in thinking that this is an opportunity for you to show up for yourself. I love Betty's one plate method. Go in. And I know Julie likes to go in, Coach Julie, she loves to go in and kind of look at everything and really decide what she really wants. And just grab one plate and say, I'm going to practice not grazing and not having seconds. I'm going to practice enjoying anything that I want and really focusing on my doable hunger. And I'm just going to start with one plate. That's a great strategy to try for the holiday parties. I'm not going to just keep going back and getting more. Stopping at enough / dropping excitement around snack. Sticking to what I say, what I'm going to do. These are my current issues I need to focus on. Yeah, so I know Coach Julie, again, like she doesn't call it a snack. Like for her, it helps her to not call it a snack. She just calls it food. So maybe that could help you. And I would also say, like, if it's exciting for you, what else? That tells me that you're giving food the job of excitement in your life. That's not food's job, right? So what else in your life is exciting that you're just not noticing right now because you're giving that job to food, right? I added exercise and seemed more hungry this week, which led to more snacking and grazing. Can you help with a thought to minimize the snacking? Make sure that you really are more hungry. You said you seem more hungry. So ask yourself, was I having more physical hunger signals? Or was I just kind of wanting it because I exercised and that means I get to eat more, right? So check in, see if you're actually getting more physical hunger signals. Most of the time when we add in exercise, we don't really need extra food, right? We're not actually working out to that level where we actually need more food. And practice sitting with a little bit of discomfort. See if you really are hungry or if that's just you wanting a snack and thinking that you get to have it because you exercised. Okay. And if you find that you really are more physically hungry, I would just start putting a small snack on the plan. At most, you need probably a small snack if you're doing like a higher level of exercise. Let's see. Any tips on when to access and try to breaking it up or doing in, or when to assess? I've tried breaking it up or doing it in the morning with making my plan. I have short-term memory issues. I like to do mine right after I make my plan. I would just try different things. So, I mean, maybe you could set a timer. Maybe you just do part, maybe start with doing part of the assessment and try setting a timer. Try different things for that and see what works for you. Maybe you don't end up doing all of the assessment. Maybe you do one question. Maybe you pick one question and you write in the food part if you ate anything off plan. Okay. Audra says, I have stalled since May and I have a Friday pattern. I drink once a week on Fridays and I'm looking to it in January, have a dry month. What can I tell myself to actually follow through and do it? I have a lot of old patterns attached to this one day habit. Interesting. Okay. Well, tell me, I want to know, like, why do you want to have a dry month in January? Like, that's really good to get clear on. Why do you want to have a dry month? Why is that important to you? Why are you willing to be a little uncomfortable with that when you want a drink? What are you hoping to get out of that? And what's coming up for you right now on Fridays that you think it's going to be hard for January? It's a good idea just to like journal on that and get out like, here's why I want it on Friday. If someone were to take it away, here's why that would be a problem. And why am I wanting to do a no drinking month in January? Am I willing to sit with some discomfort to learn something about that? Okay. I know we also have a drinking call, Jay. Let me look. That's on the 18th. So Saturday, the 18th at 10 a.m. Eastern, we have a drinking call, handling the holidays drinking call with Coach MJ. So call to ask a question as well. Okay. Yes, Colleen said one plate at the party and eat slow. Yeah. Maybe chew 10 times. Sometimes we just chew like 2 times and then like we're not giving our body enough time to really catch up. Okay. We have just like 3 more minutes. So let me see. I know you guys have a lot of questions in the chat. So this is great. I'm struggling with leaving my mom home and traveling down to California. She's 83 and she doesn't want to travel. She'll be by herself for Christmas and I'm trying to let her decisions be hers. I'm going to make food for her while I'm gone, but I stress about her being sad and alone. I mean, do you think she'll actually be sad and alone, or is that you predicting what's going to happen? Sometimes we kind of separate out like what our thoughts are and what we think is going to happen versus what's actually true for them. Yeah, she might be sad and alone. That's the case. I want to like solution. Can I have some on her? Maybe like that's just you think. Maybe like she's perfect. Yeah, someone you need to affect her daily. Yeah, maybe she. Quiet time. Yeah, lots of support for her. That's great. She's in with my mom. Awesome. That's all the questions. Maybe community, I check there, community. So we always have those two places. But ask coaches, especially if it's like a weight loss coaching question. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and call it here. I apologize about the sound, you guys. I'm working on it, but we're going to get it figured out, aren't we? We are going to get it figured out. Okay. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for joining me. And I'll catch you next time. Bye.